This is a special edition of Prophecy Today, talking about two breaking news items, the shoot down of a commercial airliner over the Ukraine, and of course what's going on in the Gaza Strip with the invasion by the Israeli Defense Force in to take out, it looks like, Hamas. Now, again, I'm not able to tell you moment by moment what's happening. This is not that type of news program, but we bring our broadcasters to the table to give us information that will help us understand what actually is happening and why it is happening. We'll do that with David Dolan as we take a look at the Middle East in his Middle East news update for us. David, the Prime Minister, after meeting with his security cabinet, had the invasion begin there into the Gaza Strip, and indeed there are a number of soldiers that are involved in the Israeli Defense Force invasion. They're using air power, naval power from the Mediterranean there. Just talk to me, again, since we can't give moment-by-moment coverage, talk to me about what entered into the mind of Prime Minister Netanyahu, what caused him to go ahead and give this order after much discussion.
Well, Jimmy, I believe that it was basically a calculation that not only the Prime Minister made, but that was shared by pretty much everybody in his security cabinet. They voted unanimously to launch this ground invasion, and that was that Hamas has declared war, basically, that this wasn't just a case of a few rockets coming here and there on occasion, as we've seen, as you know, repeatedly over the years. It was a concerted effort to attack Israel. And, of course, for the first time, direct strikes were launched on Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. We did have the last round. We did have them try to shoot at southern Tel Aviv, and they did come near to Jerusalem. But this time we had a number of rockets being fired at once at Tel Aviv and at Jerusalem and at other major cities. Then we had the tunnel incident on Thursday of this week, where 13 Hamas terrorists, heavily armed, heavily trained, went through one of these underground tunnels that they've dug. And these are very large tunnels. A man can walk upright in them mostly. They use them to smuggle weapons mostly. But in this case, it was had been dug to the border of Kibbutz Suba, which is in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, right off of the Gaza Strip. It's in Israel proper, but it's near the border. That kibbutz, Jimmy, I've been there. It's made up of people mostly that had evacuated the Sinai Peninsula in the early 1980s after that area was returned to Egypt. And they moved their community from northern Sinai to just next to the Gaza Strip in the southern portion. And these terrorists were attempting to go into that kibbutz and just create a mass slaughter. It would have been a mass slaughter had it not been stopped. Some we don't know the whole story, but some intelligence came up about it, and the Israeli military was able to take action and prevent that massacre from taking place. But these things, Jimmy, all say to the Israeli leadership that Iran is declaring war on Israel, not just Hamas, but that Hamas has been given a green light or maybe even orders from Iran. Iran, of course, being its main financial backer in recent years, providing most of its weapons. And again, this is a bit weird because, of course, Iran is a Shiite Muslim country and the Palestinian Hamas movement is Sunni Muslim. So they're on the opposite sides of that divide, which we see unfolding in Iraq and Syria. We've discussed that quite a bit. That to the Israelis said, hey, they're serious. They're testing us. And not only that, Jimmy, I mentioned the cities. They've been repeatedly trying to hit the Dimona nuclear reactor with a rocket. There's been a number of rocket firings directed at that nuclear reactor. And I mentioned it, I think, last week, if that were hit and potentially the shell cracked in a powerful enough explosion, and of course the Israelis have that very reinforced, but it's technically possible that could happen, we could have a Chernobyl disaster, nuclear radiation unleashed all over the region. Of course, it would kill many more Muslims than it would Jews, because there's many more Muslims in the region than Jews. But nevertheless, Hamas has been trying to hit that. That's a bold move, Jimmy, and it just says they are declaring full war, basically, on Israel. And the Israelis, of course, are answering by saying, hey, we've got some capabilities here. We're going to take care of this. And the hint at the Security Cabinet meeting on Friday, Jimmy, was that the tunnels are the beginning of this operation. That's what they're focusing on right now. On Friday, they destroyed around 8, I believe, of these tunnels, various places around the Gaza Strip. But they said this is just possibly the beginning of a much wider operation, depending again upon how Hamas reacts. If they keep striking Israeli cities throughout this, then I think this will become a major operation that will go on for some time.
David, you may well be the expert on Hamas, this terrorist organization there in the Gaza Strip. You wrote about Hamas many, many years ago before anybody even recognized that they were a terror organization. Here's my question. Can Hamas win this, or is this simply a PR ploy in order to cause the world to accuse Israel of collateral damage? For example, children are dying in this terrible time of war. What's the aim and goal of Hamas in this?
It is, Jimmy. It is truly a terror organization. Thrives on death, as you said, like the PLO in the 1980s in Lebanon, the early 80s. I remember that well. I was there. They placed their heavy weaponry next to hospitals. They've been parading around Gaza with children in the ambulances on display in the windows so that the Israelis won't fire at ambulances. Now, Israelis don't fire at ambulances except that they're using those ambulances to carry weapons around and transport terrorist fighters around, that sort of thing. In other words, their ethical standards are very, very low, but they believe this is a jihad. This is commanded by God, by Allah, of course, the Islamic God, and that they must wage a holy war until Israel is totally destroyed. That's in their founding charter. And in my first book, Jimmy, I spent 8 pages on their founding charter. I was heavily criticized at the time by colleagues of mine at CBS and the New York Times and others that said I was way over focusing on this group. They would amount to nothing. They were just a little sub-radical group that would never, you know, have any power or authority. But I expected they would, because their ideology is based on the Quran and, frankly, on a pretty accurate reading of the Quran. And so they believe they're doing the will of God. And when you got people that are that, you know, wound up and believe they're doing the right thing, then nothing will stop them often, apart from just destroying them. And in this case, the Israelis have concluded that as well, I think, that Hamas is just going to keep firing over and over and over. This war is just going to go on and on and on, and that the only way really to deal with it is to give a crushing blow to Hamas. Now, that isn't the declared aim at this point. But again, at the Security Cabinet meeting on Friday, the Prime Minister indicated this may be just the beginning of a much wider operation, again, depending on how Hamas responds. And that will depend, I believe, on how Iran and other allies of Hamas feel and what they want to see happen at this point. And again, Jimmy, the biggest danger now is that Hezbollah will join in this battle from the north, and then we will truly see a full-scale war with all of the Israeli population under siege. So far, we've had 90% of the country under rocket attack. There's just been a few places, Tiberias and a few other places, that have not been targeted. But if the Northern Front opens up as well, then the whole country would be under rocket blitz, and we'd be at a full war.
This is a very interesting development happening in Israel. Egypt is also blaming Hamas for what's going on.
Well, that's an important change, Jimmy. If the Muslim Brothers were still in charge in Cairo, Hamas would be much stronger now, but they're not. The new Egyptian government has no love for them, and that's good news for Israel, and another reason that this operation can take place at this time.
Yes, very interesting that Egypt has made that decision. All the Islamic world is not joining forces with Hamas on this invasion by the Israeli Defense Force, a ground invasion into the Gaza Strip. David Dolan with our Middle East News update. He helps us to understand all the details behind the headlines that are unfolding in this world when we are on the air here on Prophecy Today. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.